Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parashas Balak, Kapitel Chav Gimel. Pasuk Aleph. Vayoymer Bilam el Balak. Bilam said to Balak, V'nei li vazeh shiva mizbechos. Build for me over here seven mizbechos, seven altars. V'chein li vazeh shiva farim. And prepare for me over here seven bulls. V'shiva elim and seven rams. So the Ibn Ezra speaks out over here that, first of all, this whole Indian over here of seven, what's seven mizbechos over here? So Ibn Ezra says over here, a very tief ezach. Now here look at Ibn Ezra. Zokti Ibn Ezra, Yesh soidois amukim, lo yevinum, ki imesei mispor. This Shiva Mizbechos is tifa sidus over here. Only very few people understand it. Ushvi bayamim v'chadoshim v'bishanim v'shiva ketsi oilo v'shev azoyos gam shem omer li'iyov k'chulachem shiva parim v'shiva eilim. By Iyov it says, the Baal Turim brings us also, says that he brought chen osa Iyov ki chen minig b'nei noyach lakrav zayin k'neged zayin mitzvah shalem. They have seven mitzvahs k'neged that they bring seven mizbechos. Ayin shom. But Lamaisa Vamaskal Yavani fears I said with it. Al Kaponim, if you look in the Aviezer, he brings a Zoyer, and the way I understood, he seems to understand it. I don't understand what he's saying there, but maybe you could take a look. Pekachi Nechore Bezoyer Vayeshev Ashbiach Bashem Lagashemayim, I am Zoyer Chodesh. Kids, take a look over there if you want Tif and Yonim. But the Soydis Amukim, the seven, that's the parish on the Ebenezer. That Soydis Amukim in this Indian from Sheva, the Sheva Mez Bechais. Okay. Just the idea is that Eve did the same thing in Perek Mem Beis over there. Okay, Pasuk Beis, Vayas Balak Asher Tiber Bilam. Balak did as Bilam had spoken. Vayal Balak uVilam Por Va'ayil Bamizbech. And Balak and Bilam brought up a par, a bull and a ram on each mizbeach. Pasuk Gimel Vayoymer Bilam leBalak. Bilam said to Balak, His Yatei Valolusecho, stand by your oilo veIlcha. And I will go. Ula yikore Hashem likrosi, because perhaps Hashem will happen upon me. Udvar mayireni, yareni, and he'll show me something. Vayigadeti loch, that I could tell you. Vayelach shefi, and he went alone. Zok Rashi, ula yikore Hashem likrosi, perhaps Hashem will happen upon me. Eini rogel ledaber imi bayoyim. The Baruch Hashem doesn't usually speak to me by day. Vayelach shefi, kiterakumai, the Targum says, Yechidi, he went alone. Loshen shefi, the word shefi is a loshen of shefi, stillness, v'sheket, and quiet. She'eni moy elashtika, because there's nothing besides silence with him. He was very quiet, he went alone. Keganginabla alein. Posuk dalid, vayikor elokim el Bilam. Hashem happened upon Bilam. So we said, the Ramban speaks out, that was the loshen, he wasn't an Ovi. It was a loshen mikra, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says, the Rishonim say, the Ribbono Shel Olam always appeared, he summoned Moshe Rabbeinu. But by Bilam, so the one of Rishonim in the back of the Chumash says, either Daskenim or the Rosh says, it was a Lashon, the Ribbono Shel Olam just, he was Vayikor, he happened upon him. So the Tosafot says, a Moshel to Metzoyru. This Metzoyru says, I want to speak to the king. So the king says, listen, I don't want him to come inside and be Masriach, my whole palace over here. I'm going to go out and talk to him. So he goes out to the Metzoyer and listen and go talks to him and then comes back in. That's Bilam. Bilam's the Metzoyer. He's a Fatome, Dikke, Fashtunkene. Bilam, the Benjamin says, I don't want him to come to me. I'm not going to even call him. I'll go out to speak to him. That's Vayikor. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Benjamin's Ben Melech. And is the Tsar, the minister, says he wants to meet the king. The king says, Avada, I'm going to call him in. Let him come to me. That's the Indian why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Benjamin always summoned Moshe Rabbeinu. But by Bilam, it's Vayikor. So Vayikor came El Bilam, Hashem happened upon Bilam, Vayoymer, and he said, a love to him, as Shiva Samizbechos Arachti, I have prepared these seven Mizbechos, Va'al, I will bring up, and I brought up already, Por Va'al Bamizbeach, a Por and an Ail on the Mizbeach. So Drashi, Vayikor, Loshen Arai, this is an expression of Arayis, Loshen Genai, it's an expression of shame, Loshen Tumas Keri, it's a Loshen of Tumas Keri, Kloimar, Bekoishi Uvivizoyen, Benjamin only appeared to him hesitantly and a bizoyan with disdain and like it was a bizoyan. The loyal nigla love, he wouldn't appear to him by day. The whole reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom appeared to him was Laharis Chibasan Shal Yisrael, to show the dearness and the preciousness of Klal Yisrael. And the Ban speaks out the same thing. Bilam himself was a Kaisim, he wasn't Roif in Avud, just the Kvoidin Shal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom appeared to him by day. And even that, the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't have appeared to him. It's Shiva Samizbechais, the seven Mizbechais, Shiva Mizbechais Arachti. I've arranged seven Mizbechais, and Ksiv Khan, it's not written over here. Ella says, "Es shivasa mizbechos, the seven mizbechos." Am lefan of Bilam said before Hashem, "Avisayim shaleilu, the forefathers of these klal Yisrael, bol lefanech built for you shiva mizbechos, seven mizbechos." Vani arachti keneged kulam, and I did corresponding to them all. Avram ban arbo, Avram built four. It says, "Vayiven sham mizbeach l'Hashem and erelov." So he built a mizbeach to Hashem who appeared to him. From there he relocated to the mountain, it says. Vayel Avram Vagoymer, from pitched his tent. Ve'echad Bar Maria, one in Har Maria, that's four. Ve'yitzchak Bona Echad, Yitzchak built one. Like it says, Ve'yivin Shem Mizbech Vagoymer. Ve'yakov Bona Shnaim, Yaakov built two. Echad B'Shchen. Ve'echad B'Veizkel. One in Shchem, one in Beizkel. He says, I'm better than all of them. I built seven. Va'al Por Va'ayel B'Mizbech, and I brought up a Por and Ayel in Mizbech. Avram Lehel El Ayel Echad. Avram only brought up one single ram on Har Maria at the time that he was by Kedis Yitzchak. I'm from him. I brought up seven. Pasuk Hey. Va'yosem Hashem Dovor B'fi Bilam. Hashem put a Dovor, an utterance, in Bilam's mouth. Va'yomer, and he said, Shuv el Bolok, go back to Bolok, v'choyse daber, and so shall you speak to him. Pasuk vo, v'yoshov, and he returned to Bolok, v'yoshov elav, he returned to him, v'hine, and behold, nitzav aloy losoy, and he was standing there by his oily. He's a good boy, Bolok, he listens to Bilam. He's still standing there. Hu v'chol sari moyev, not only him and all the officers of moyev. Pasuk zayin, v'yisam ishaloi, he started saying his parables. V'yoymar, and Bilam starts to say like this: Min Arom Yancheni Bolok. From Arom, Bolok, Melech Moav, the king of Moav, led me. Meharare Kedem. From the mountains of the east, Lecha Orali, come and curse Yaakov. Yaakov for me, Ulecha Zoya Me Yisrael, and come and bring anger upon Klal Yisrael. So refer to them both, Yaakov and Yisrael. Zakrashi Orali Yaakov Ulecha Zoya Me Yisrael. Bolok told Bilam to curse them with both of their names, Shema Echad Mihem Muvak, because maybe one of them is the real name, is the authentic name. We don't know Yaakov Yisrael, so he says we're going to be Machmer. Bolok says curse both, curse Yaakov and Yisrael. And the Rebbeinu Chai speaks out from here, from Mikan, for a klala or even for a bracha opposite, you have to have the full name, both names he's supposed to do with all the Gansan names. That's why he tried to get it in Gansan, to be guaranteed the curse. So he said, Yaakov and Yisrael. Pasuk Ches. Mo ekoiv, how can I curse? Loikaboy kale, Hashem is not cursed. Mo ezoim, how can I anger loizoam Hashem when Hashem has not been angry? So vos kenachton, I can't do anything. Zok Bilam, mo ekoiv loikaboy kale, how can I curse when Hashem is not what Hashem is not? Kesha yiruim liskal, when they were fit to be cursed, lo niskalu, they weren't cursed. Kesha hisker avim es avoinam, when their father mentioned their aveiro. That's Yaakov Avinu. Kiva apam horgu ish, because in their rage they killed a man. Lekilala apam. What did he curse? He cursed their anger, their rage. Shenemer, it says, or apam, accursed is their anger. Kishenichnas aviyim b'mirmo, when their father Yaakov came to Yitzchak Avinu etzalaviv, hayiroy liskal, he was fit to be cursed. Ma nemersham, what does it say over there? Gam boruch yir. No, he should be gebenched also. But mevorchim nemar. By someone those that get to bench, what does it say over there? Eile yamdu levarech esa'om. These should stand to bench the people. Memakalim, those that are to stand, it loinemer doesn't say, what does it say? Ve'eile yamdu lekalasam. They should stand there. It doesn't say that. Elo ve'eile yamdu al aklolo. These should stand for the curse. Le'rotzel haskar aleim shem klolo. Because Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want to use the term of curse, aklolo, on Klal Yisrael. So I can't curse, Zok Bilam. Le'zoam Hashem has not been angry. Ani ein koichi elashani yodei lechaven. My ganze koyach, he tells him over here, is I know exactly to determine precisely the time hashosh hakadosh baruch hu koyis, but the time that Hashem gets angry. V'hu loy koyis kolayam malolu. But all these days, the Gemara says in brachas of zayin amabeis, he didn't get angry. Shabasi alecha, since I came to you. V'zeo shenemar That's what it says, Ami, my people. Zachor no ma yoatz v'goymer. Umo ena oisai Bilam v'goymer. What Bilam answered, Laman das sitkais Hashem, to know the generosities of the Ribbono shel Olam. So, and what could he have said in those times? So, the Tosfos says in Brachos, he could have said Kalein. Kuf lamed mem, because Kamazoma is rega, it's a very small time, the Ribbono shel Olam gets angry, which means destroyed. Instead, he switched it around. He said, Esruah is melech boik. The opposite of kalem is melech. We're going to see later, the opposite came out. Fakert, he gave him a brocham. Pasuk tes, kime roish tsurim arenu. From its origin, I see it, rack-like. Umigvois ashurenu. And from hills do I view it. Hein am levadod yishkoin. It is a nation that dwell alone in solitude, uvagoyim lo yischashav, and they're not reckoned among the nations. Klal Yisrael sits alone; they're not reckoned among the nations. Dr. Ashi, kimeroish tzurim arenu, from its origin, I see it. It's hard like a rock. It's rock-like. Ani mistakel barishusam. I look at their origin, the mekor, uvetchilas shoshem, and the beginning of their roots. Vani roya oisam yusadim. I see that they're entrenched. Vechazokim and strong. Katsurim megvoyes alol, like these rocks and these hills. They always, but the obvious v'imoyes, but the obvious and the imoyes, they're so stark and mushrash, very strong shroshim. Hey, nam levadot yishkoin, behold, it's a nation that will dwell alone in solitude. Hu asher zochu lo yavoisav, that's what the obvious earned for it. Lishkoin bodod, which is to dwell alone in solitude, like Targum Onkel says it. Uvagoyim lo yischashov, and shouldn't be reckoned among nations. Ketargumai, like Targum Onkel says, lo yiyu nasin kola, they will not be annihilated or destroyed. Imshara umas, with the other nations. Shenemar, it says ki ele ese chola b'chola goyim v'goymer, because I will make annihilation among all the other nations. Eina nimnim imashar. However, our pasuk says that they're not counted with the rest of the nations. Dover acher nein kishen smeichim, when they're rejoicing, ein umas smeichim, no other nation rejoices with them. Shenem it says Hashem badod yanchenu, Hashem will guide them in solitude. However, when the nations are in a good state, heim oichlin im kol echad ve'echad, so Klal Yisrael eat with each one of them. Ve'in oile lehem in a cheshbon, and it doesn't enter into the count. Ve'zeo v'agoyim lo yischashav, that means they would not be reckoned amongst the nations. So what's the pshat Klal Yisrael eats to them? What's the pshat? So according to the second pshat, it means like this, that their goodness is not going to be cheshbind or deducted from their cheshbind, from their account, when they enjoy the goodness which is bestowed upon all the goyim. So it's not going to be taken off. Even if they have a geshmak, that's what he's saying. Uvagoyim lo yischashav, even when they have a geshmak, that's not going to be taken off of their cheshbind. Uvagoyim, when the goyim, the geshmak, that the umas to have the toivah, lo yischashav, is not going to be taken off of Klal Yisrael's cheshbind. Those are the two pshatim that Rashi says over here. So the Rebbeinu Bechai speaks out on this pasuk over here, on pasuk Zayin. He says like this, Pirish Rashi, Kamahu, Kirish Rashi Zal, Kamahu Tipish, we're going to see it soon that he's such a tippish, this bullock. He's metaltal mi bilam to gombi mechakal them, the nation that's called Chelek Hashem. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have came into the world. Why? Because b'schus Avram, that's a bolok who was the king of Moav, came from Zera Loit. Shneim it says in Bereishis Yutes, v'yibeshaches Elokim es Ari Akikar, v'yisker Elokim es Avram, v'yishalach es Loit. B'schus Yaakov bossi ani, and b'schus Yaakov I came. Shalei hayu l'lov and bonim itchila l'bonis. He only had daughters. Sharei Rachel Roya, she was the shepherd. B'mishabo Yaakov es leizach l'bon, he got sons. Shneim it says v'yishmas divrei b'nei lovan, v'chein lovan amr says nichashti v'vacheni Hashem beglalecha. He's saying because we can't be koyach moyav. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Yeah, because loit, benois loit, right? That was the whole mice over there. So he says, mishunadik. He's a tippish this bolok. Okay. Oh, why is he bringing it here? We have to see. We're gonna have to see the Rashi where he brings it. Oh, lebezen pasuk yud. Mi mana afar Yaakov, who has counted the dust of Yaakov, who misporis roiva Yisrael, and who has counted or numbered a quarter. Roiva could either mean a quarter of Klal Yisrael. There's other pshatim in what roiva means, revi yosei, and that means the zero. We'll go with the pashat pshat over here. What does it mean? Roiva is who numbered. So in other words, who has counted the dust of Yaakov, or numbered a quarter of Klal Yisrael? Tomais nafshi moisi sharim, my nefesh, my soul died the death, he says, of the upright, of the Yisharim. Usiach risi kamayu, and my end be like his. So from here, this is the tshuva to the minim. They say that there's no achris, there's no oilam and hashamas after a person dies. Bilam, the goy said, their big leader, he says, three achrisi kamayu, he's masking that there's an achris. My end should be like his. Zotrashi, what's the pshat? Mi mona afar Yaakov. That is like the Targum says, Ketargumoy. That Kayo de Beis Yaakov Kula, who can count the tender young of the Beis Yaakov? Chado me arba mashrisa me arba de golim. One of the arba mashrisa, which means one of the four divisions, which Klal Yisrael encamped in the Midbar. So that's 1/4. Dover Acher, another pshat, the far Yaakov, the dust of Yaakov. What does it imply? Ein cheshboin be mitzvah shem ekayim. There's no cheshbon, there's no calculation of all the mitzvahs which they Klal Yisrael fulfill, but offered with dust. For example, with soil. Le'sachrish b'shor v'chamor, you're not to plow with an ox and a donkey together. Le'sizor climb, you're not to plant with mixed seed. Eifipara, the ashes of a cow. Va'far soita, the offer of a soita, chayotzvah, and things like that. So much, there's ain't soif of all the mitzvahs that they cheshbon, that they do with the, that the mekayim with offer. Because these are four examples that Rashi brings, that the mitzvahs that they do with offer. You can't do the mitzvah without the offer. Ain't cheshbon means that there's no calculation, meaning there's no soif, there's so many mitzvahs they do with offer. That's what he's saying. Mimon afar Yaakov. The afar means the mitzvahs that they do with offer. You can't count them. So you're asking, good, you could count them. There's only four. They're Rashi listed, right? That's the kapella. What's the pshat over here?
It means you can't count them?
Yeah, what's the pshat over there? Okay, this I have to look into. It's a good aura. Right? If you can't count them, right? You just, why is Rashi only list four? Unless there's more, he's only mekatzit. Yesh laim is it. Okay, we missed by Roiv as Yisroel. Or number the mating of Klal Yisrael. So it's a different shot. What does that mean? Revi Oseyan. The word Roiva could even mean their matings when they cohabitate. Zera Hayotzim in Atash Mishalam. That means the offspring that comes out from their relations that they have. So that's one pshat, or it could be Rev. There's other pshat that Roiva is a court of Klal Yisrael, that's the Golem. Two pshat, I'm actually saying. It's either the Zera that comes out in Tash Mishalam, or a fourth, that's one Degel that of the division that Klal Yisrael had. What?
Saying there's a lot of people.
Yeah, that there's a Moyudik Brocha that they have. Who can count them? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, this is not our big point. We're bigger than the guy.
Right. But in one nation, you don't see that. Okay. Thomas Nafshi. Yeah, okay. Thomas Nafshi Moisisharim Shebehem. Meaning, I want my soul to die the death of the upright among them. So the Heilige Chavetz Chaim is out of them. Bilomke et gewalt leben wie a goy. Aber et gewollt sterben wie a Jid. Sogt er leben, hat er gewollt leben wie a Goy. Sogt er so, Bilam Arosha, lei rotze lichi is chai Yehudi Maimin. He didn't want to live the life of a Maimin, a Klal Yisrael, like a Yid versus Maimin. Rak nafshi chosh galomis mois Yehudi Neman. He wanted to die like a Yehudi Neman. Yan chai Yehudi Amiti, ein is suga per sheshanim. Sogt er Chavetz Chaim, a Yid, emes a Yiddish life, it's not so full with roses. Rak koitzim, all these things over here, Zruim Bedarka, there's all these types of thorns on the way. He has to be soivel everything. This is mutter to do, that's also to do. This you could eat, that you can't eat. But death, every yid knows, it's a pathway. Maimin hu b'ashoras ha-nefesh v'schar v'oynish. He bleeds in the ashoras ha-nefesh v'schar oynish. B'shvil zeh ein ha-movis ma'pil olav ein ma'kol kach. He's not so afraid to die. V'lchein ratz ha-bilim lomus mois yishorim kamoyis. So Bilam wanted to die, mois yishorim. Ober, this is how we fear it in Yiddish. Ober says, it's nit kein kunz zu starben wie ayid, hat der Chavetz Chaim gesagt. Der größte kunz is ois zu leben alle yom wie ayid. The biggest kunz is to live out all your years wie ayid, not to die. Aber es ist nicht kein Kunst zu sterben wie Ayid. Der größte Kunst ist, uns zu leben alle Jahre wie Ayid. Er sagt, ich habe es geheim, Rav Greinemann bringt da ein Sefer. Ich habe es geheim da. Ja, ja, ich habe es geheim. Ich wrote a Sefer alle Teure auf hier. Ich möchte ein Sefer. Ich habe Schmuel Greinemann sich in der Woche. Das ist gewinn dem Schwager von Chazanisch. Ja, das ist gewinn dem Schwager von Chazanisch. Ich habe Schmuel. Brother-in-law. It's brother-in-law. Akapanim, that's what he says. Gewalt leben wie Ayid. Leben wie a goy, aber sterben oder gewollt sterben wie a jid. Geht weiter, lass mal gehen weiter. Pasuk Yud Beis, Yud Aleph. No, this is on the top. He brings a nice mice on the bottom. Ayin Shom. Every yid has a Chavetz Chaim ala Torah. No, this is what he said over. This is only a drop in the bucket of what he said over. Shmuel writes himself. Shmuel Greinemann and Agdoma. We didn't. There were pearls going under the tables. No, he didn't write this. This is from his Talmidim that wrote it.
They wrote what they heard. And
yeah, because he used to speak in his house a lot, and he, not so many Shmuels. He used to call together in his house. He used to speak. Not only on Shabbos they wrote that, but it was different times. He used to be misasif. You read this from the Chafetz Chaim.
He was an edim of a Chazanish.
No, he was a shvoga. He was an edim by the Chazanish's father, I think. He married. He was a shvoga with the Chazanish, Meinich. Yeah, I think they were all shvogas. Yeah, yeah, yo. Oh, pasuk get aleph. Vayoymer Balak. Balak said to Bilam. Vayoylam Balak el Bilam. Meo sisoli. What have you done to me? Lokoy vayvay likachticha. To curse my enemy, I brought you. But behold, you've even benched them. What's tuste? Pasukut beis vayan vayoymer. Vayoymer. He spoke up and he said, Haloye isasher yosim Hashem befi oisoyesh mor ledaber. He says, is it not so that whatever Hashem puts in my mouth, that I must speak? I have to be shomer to speak that. Pasuk yud gimel by chamishi vayoymer ilov bolok. Balak said to him, "Lecha noiti, go now with me to a place. El mokay macher, to another place. Asher tirenu misham efes, that you will see them over there. Asher tirenu misham efes kotzeu sire vechulei loy sire. You will see its edge, but all of it you will not see. Vekov noili misham, and then curse them, curse it for me from there." So Rashi, vekov noili loshen tzivoy. This is a loshen tzivoy. Kalaleuli, curse it for me. He wasn't taking a. You're commanding him. Bullock tells Bilam, curse them. So he went to a different place. And each time it says he was going higher. Pasuk Yudalid.
What he's trying to do is he tried to curse him.
Yeah, he's going to try a few times. We see he tried three times. And, you know. But okay. He's an action. He wants. He wants. You know, his whole future is. Yeah. And there's not them.
The girl,
yeah.
Then he says.
Oh, okay, right. He's saying you're not worth it. It's not working. If I cared, then not only that, you're harming. You're making brachas for them.
You're not worth the money.
Yeah, he hired you, Bilam, to curse, and you didn't do it. Not only that, you.
Oh,
pasuk yedalid vayikocheyu sedei tzoyfim el roisha pisko. He took him to the field of lookouts. Tzei tzoyfim to the top of the peak. Vayiven shiva mizbechois, and he built 7 mizbechois. Vayal por, he brought up a por, a bull, vayal and a ram b'mizbeach on each mizbeach. So Rashid stay soifim mokim gevoyoi. This was a high place. Sheshama tzoifoi mid lishmer, where the lookout would stand to keep watch. Im yovei chayel ala ir, if Sifan army would come against the city. Roisha piska to the top of the peak. Bilam lo yoye koisim kebolok. Bilam was not the kishiv macha, the sorcerer that Bolok was. Ra Bolok. Bolok sees shesida pirtzali parts b'Yisrael misham, that a certain pirtzel would come out for Klal Yisrael over there. Shesham meis Moshe. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Kasavers, he thought Shesham tochal aleim aklola. That's the place for the curse to take effect on them. Vezuya pirtza shani roi. And he said to himself, "Oh, this is the pirtza that I see over there. This is the best place to curse them." Pasuk tezvav vayoymer el Bolok. He said to Bolok, "His yatziv koy aloy loisecha. Stand here by your oyla. Vanoichi karakoy, and I will be happened upon here." So Rashi karakoy meis hakadosh baruch hu. The Baruch Shalom has appeared to me over here. Ekara loshen espoel. It's a lashon of a passive verb over here. He says, "I'm going to wait in. The Baruch Shalom is going to visit. Is going to come to me with a nevuah." Yeah. What's next, Avram? Yeah. Oh. So Rashi over there says that Balak is not better. He was a higher darga of kishuv. He was a greater kishuv maker. No, because he didn't have the koyach klala. He wasn't a navi. He was a kishuv. He was a sorcerer. Bilam be'etzim was a koyisim also. Yeah, I mean, they were all these were all sorcerers. Shaila is who steigdo is who. Right? So was Bilam a bigger one or not? Here, Rashi tells us Balak was a bigger one. Was a bigger koisim.
So that's good enough for
cursing. No, he couldn't do it. He had to hire him. And he also had experience with him, we said. He had experience with his curses before, that they worked. Okay? Pasuk, Tezayin vayikor Hashem el Bilam vayta. Hashem happens upon Bilam. Vayosem dover befiv. And he put a matter into his mouth. And he said, "Shuvel Balak, go back to Balak. And so shall you say." So Rashi, "Vayosam dava befiv, mahi ashima zoyis." What is this putting? Machoser amikir ba'amrei. What should the prophet have said? "Shuvel Balak v'choisedaber, go back to Balak and so shall you say." Elo kishayishemei. When Bilam heard she'ain in nir shalakalit, he has no rishus to curse. Amr, he says, Mani chayzer etzel balak letzare. Why should I go back to Balak just to pain him over here? V'nosan laikadosh baruch hu resen v'chako b'fiv. The Ibn Shalom takes a hook and he puts it into his mouth. Ka'odam ha'poikez behema b'chaka. Like a person who pricks the mouth of an animal with a hook. Laylicha el etzel el asher yirtze. To take him wherever he wants. Amr l'Hashem tells him, you have no choice, but I'm going to hook you back over there. And she left him be a behemoth to Rick to Bullock. The hook, don't you? The Benjamin tells him. Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayavo Yelov, he comes to him. Yeah, that's what I'm Moshe Vagoyim. Yeah, very good. Vayavo Yelov. Yeah, very good. And he comes to him, and behold, he's standing by his oilo. Visari Moyavita invited the Goyse, all his officers of Moyav with him. Vayomele Bolok, so Bolok said to him, Ma Diber Hashem, what did Hashem speak? Zakashi, Visari Moyav, Itoi. Well, the Milo Waymer before it says, Vachol Sari Moyav, all the officers of Moyav with it. So, how do you explain this discrepancy? Kivin Shiro Hashem by Tikvi sees that there's no hope in him. That Bilam was not going to help them. So part of them went off. So only part of them remained. Madibra Hashem, why did Hashem speak? This is a tschoik claimer, as if to say, you're not under your own authority. You have no rishus to do whatever you think you do. Okay, he was mocking Bilam by asking him this question. He starts saying his parables. Vayoymar, and he said, Kum Balak, arise Balak, Ushamo, and hear, Ha'azino, Odai, give ear to me, Benoit Tzipor, the son of Tzipor. Zakrashi, Kum Balak, arise Balak, Kivin Chero, since Balak's, Bilam saw Balak, Metzachik boy, he's mocking him, Neskav and Letzari, so he started to cause pain to Balak. He said to Balak, Amoid al Raglecha, stand on your feet, Ein Chereshai Leishev, you're not permitted to sit, Vanisha Loyuchalecha, when I'm sent to you, Bishlichusa shel makam, you have no rishus to sit. Stand up, stay off of him, vis. Benoit Tzipor, son of Tzipor, loshen mikruze. It's like a loshen of the psukim. Kemoy it says chaisoy yor, the word chaisoy, the beasts of the forest, the chaisoy eretz, and the beasts of the land. Lemaynoy moyim, like in a fountain of water. The word lemaynoy, same thing over here. Benoit Tzipor. I think it really should be going before on hinoy. That's what it should be going, right? But yeah, it's interesting. He brings it over there. Why Benoit Tzipor? She called him Ben Tzipor. Torah says that's the way Pesukim speak. You find Chayse Yor and all the Pesukim Lemayne Moyim, Chayse Eretz, all the words like that. So that's Pesukim Benoit Tzipor, because really should have said Ben Tzipor. Pasuk Hazina Odai means give ear to me. What's the Targum say on that? Odai. Targum says like this: Kum Balok Ushema Atzeis. Lemaimra. It means mamish, listen real good. Bar Tzipor. Heard too good, doctor. Hetzchain azoy good. Hetzchain azoy good. Pasuk Yutes. V'loy ish kale v'chazev. Hashem is not a man that he should be deceitful. Uven Adam v'yisnecham. Nor is he a human being that he should relent. Hahu amar v'loy yaseh. Would he say and not do? V'diber v'loy yikimenu. Or speak and not confirm what he has spoken. So the Rebbeinu Chai brings over here a moideke thing. He says, Ahu Omar Veloy Yaaseh. Bilam was saying that there's going to be some person from Yoshka is going to come up, the Rebbeinu Bechai says. But he's Ahu Omar, he's going to claim he's a Navi, but he says, Nein, Ahu Omar Veloy Yaaseh. He's going to say, and he's garnished. That's what Rebbeinu Bechai says over here. Moideke Rebbeinu Bechai. Yeah, the censor said it was Yishmoel, but listen to this. This is such a Mar Mokum. He says like this. It says, Lefisha Tzofa Bilam Sha'asid Adam Echot Bi Yishmoel. Some Yishmaeli, I thought he was talking about that one, the head, their prophet, right? But it's not, because the census changed. It's really, Ben Machai didn't live in Malchus Yishmael, he lived in Malchus Edom. He was referring to Isa Ish. He says, Sha'asid Adam Echad, Lahate says Oilam, he's going to get up and be Matak Veloimer Shahu Novi. He's going to say Novi. Hiskel Tzeveach, he said, Ish Nas a Novi. This guy became a Novi. He's going to relent and say something he can't do. He's going to say something about Kenish this ton. So Ben Machai says in that. Zok Rashi. Loi Ishkel, Hashem is not a man, Vichazev, that he should be deceitful. Should say, cause of Zoshim of Sheker. Oh, so let's see what he's going to say. Rashi says like this. Oh, he's going to explain. Kvar nishba lehem, Rashi says. He already swore to Klal Yisrael, laviyom ularisham, to bring them and to bemoirish them Eretz Shiva Am, the land of the seven nations. The Atta Sovereign, you think, lamisam, to put them to death. But Midbar, in the Midbar, it's not Shaykh. The Rashi said he's going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael to get to Eretz Canaan. So that's what Loyish Kel Vichazev, he gave them Avtochi, he's not going to change his mind. Hu amar v'goymer, would he say b'loshin tema? He was astonished over here. It's a rhetorical question. V'targume, Targumunkel says v'yisnecham v'soyvin u'mismalchin, which means choizrin v'nimlochim. They come back and reconsider lachzer behem, whether to retract or not. Pasuk chof, hine vorech lokachti. He says, behold, to bless, to bench, have I received? U'veirech v'lo yashivenu. He has benched, and I shall not retract from it, Bilam says. I'm not going to go back on what the Rebbeinu Shalom benched. What do you ask?
Which means, when Adam is Nacham.
Is the Rebbeinu Shalom a human being that he should relent? Meaning, he should be Misnachem what he says. He's trying to tell him that Rebbeinu Shalom gave him Avtocha already, that he's not going to go back on his Avtocha, that let you kill them in the Midbar. He said he's bringing them to get rid of the Shiva Amim, and he's going to get rid of them. He's going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to go back on that. So then he tells him, behold, to bench I've received, he says, hine vorech lakachti, uveirech v'lo yeshivenu, he has benched, and I shall not retract from it. Zot Rashi, ata shoyaleini, you ask me, ma dibur Hashem, what Hashem spoke, kibalti mimenu, I received from Rebbeinu Shalom, tzivui levorech oisim, to bench them. Vorech, the word vorech is like kemoi livorech, es livorech, to bench. Uveirech v'lo yeshivenu, hu beirech oisam, Hashem benched him. Va'ani lo yoshev es brichose. I'm not going to retract his brocha. I can't. The Rebbeinu benched him. Uveirech, kemoy uvirech. It's the same lashon as uvirech, v'cheni gzeres reish. It says, kemoy oyev cheref. Like the word cheref. An enemy has been mecharef, has blasphemized. What is that pasuk? That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ayin Dalid. Pasuk yud ches. Kemoy chiref. V'cheni buvetzeya beirech v'goymer. Another pasuk he brings in Tehillim, Perek Yud, pasuk Gimel. What does it mean? Beirich, I'm a halalum of varach. Someone who praises and benches as a goizel, the robber. V'yoymerlein, he says, Timaltira, don't be afraid. Kiloy seyonish, you're not going to be punished for your avera. Shalom yelach, you're going to have peace. Margez ulach adish baruch, who he angers Hashem. V'ein loymer, don't say, Beirich shem dover, the Beirich is a noun. Why, shem kain, how you know could be pasach katam? It would have had a pasach katam, which Rashi uses for the word of segel. It would have said berich. The time of the maila, and it would be. The time would be lemailo, on the first syllable. Avol lefishu loshen piel, since it's a loshen of verb of piel, who nakut kometz cotton and has it say rei. The time lemata, and the time is on the bottom afterwards, below, on the final syllable of the word. Pasuk chav alif lo hibit oven biyakov. Ibn Shalom, he has perceived no averus, no iniquities in Yaakov. Velo ro amol biyisrael, and he's seen no perversity in Klal Yisrael. What's meant to say? There's no. We can see in Rashi what that means. Hashem likavi moi. Hashem, his God, is with him. Usruas melech boy, and the friendship of the king is in him. So melech is the opposite of kaleim. He could have said kaleim, and that minute the Rebbeinu Shalom gets angry. Instead, he said melech. Zok Rashi loy hibit oven biyakov. How do you understand the Targumah? Like the Targum Onkel says. What's stated in Targum Onkel is. Istakolis leis polchi gilulim b'deves Yaakov, that is, the Rebbeinu Shalom saw there's no gavay dezor in base Yaakov va'af loy ovdi leyus shkar b'Yisrael, there's no sheker by Klal Yisrael. Meimrad Hashem elokon besad hoin u'shchinas malkohoin b'neim, the words of Hashem will help them. U'shchinas malkohoin b'neim, the Shechina of Rebbeinu Shalom is in front of them, before them. That's the first pshat. Davar acher, another pshat, means like this. Achrei pshutai hu nidrish medrish no. After the Pasha Pshat, you can understand very simple. It says like this, a very beautiful Pshat. Lehibit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oven Shebiyakov. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam did not perceive the Averus, the oven, that's the iniquities that are in Yaakov. Shekashayin Oivrin Al Dvarav, when they violate Hashem's words, Einim Medaktik Achreim. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not meticulous. Lizboinen by Oini Yisraelim, to go after all the Shekers, Vamolon, and all their the krumkeit, shein oivrim al dosi, when they violate Rebbeinu Shel Olam's halachas, this Torah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't, he's not medaktik achareim. Even when they go against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's not medaktik. Amol is lashon avero. This is an avero, as the pasuk says, kimoi, it says, kihara amol. The pasuk says, in Tehillim, Perek Zayin, pasuk tes vav, Ki ato omol v'chas tabit. You look at perversity and provocation to anger. Fisha averhi omol v'nei mokum. Because the word pasuk uses omol, because aver is an omol before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pshat is that when Ribbono Shel Olam brings into existence a situation which a person does an avera, it's a matter, in a manner of speaking, it's meaningless rebellion to Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Elok, yeah, almost. So what's it? Perversity is the word in English. That it's krumkeit. That's if you have very amal of name. It's travail. That it's a travail before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pshat is that it's a lashon of aveira. That's how Rashi says. Okay, Hashem likavi moy. Hashem is God is with him. Afilo machisim. Even when they cause anger, umamrim lefanav, and they rebel before him, ein ezaz mitoichim. He doesn't remove himself from their midst. Usruas melech boy, and the friendship of the king is in him. Lashon chiba v'reyas. This is a lashon of dearness and friendship. Re'e David. Lashon of Re'e David. It says in Shmuel Beis Tesvav Lamed Zayin. Oyev David means he who loves David. Ovayitna lemereyu. The word mereyu, and he gave it to his friend. In Shoiftim, Tesvav, Vav, V'chein Tirgim Onkelis. Onkelis also says, Ushchinas Malkoin Beinoyen, and the Shechina of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of the king, is among them. Pasuk Chav Beis. Keil Moitziyam Mitzrayim. It is Hashem who brought them out of Mitzrayim. Kisoyafo Yisra'im Loi, according to the intensity of his loftiness, of his highness. So Rashi, Keil Moitziyam Mitzrayim. Ata Mart, you said, Hinei Am Yotzim Mitzrayim. Behold, the people has come out of Mitzrayim. It didn't go out on its own. Elo Elokim Itzim. The Ribbono Shel Olam brought them out. Kesoya for Yisra'im Loi, according to the intensity of his loftiness. Ketoykif Rum V'goyve Shel Olam, like the intensity and the height and the loftiness of the height that is the Ribbono Shel Olam's. Like the same thing that you find in the pasuk. V'chein V'chesef Toyafois. The pasuk says in Iyuv Chav Beis Chav Hei. It says Toyafois. It says the word Toyafois and money. Is a toyefes lashon ma'oiz hema. These usages of these words mean a stronghold, lashon of a stronghold. Va'oimar ni, and I say Zok Rashi shu lashon va'oifi oifif. It's a lashon that we find in Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, pasuk chaf. What does it say over there? That the fowl that fly hama'oifif berum va'goyve, that once flying high and loftily v'toykif rakuze, and this is a demonstration of great koyach. V'soyefes re'eim afifas goyva, and toyefes re'eim literally means a flight at a height, meaning he's flying at a high place, at a certain height. Davaracher nochepshat toyefes re'eim toykif re'eimim, the strength of the re'eimim. V'omer abiseinu elu ashedim. Chazal say that refers to the shedim. As I stated in Gittin, dav samaches amit beis, that these shedim they live on earth, but they ascend to the shemayim. And therefore, Re'eim represents a tall animal. As I state in the Marsha in Gittin, Daf Samach Ches Amid Beis. So the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chofiut Gimel Amid Beis, speaks of a Re'eim of gigantic proportions. It was a very, very big Re'eim. As I state in the Gemara, Daf Chofiut Gimel in Zvachim. So the Sefer Zigaran learns that the Chacham say, when they say these are the Shadim, they meant that Hashem's Koyach manifests itself through all his powerful messengers, such as Shadim. According to the Ber Maim Chaim, it tells us that the strength of Ribbono Shel Olam himself is that of the Shadim. Even though we know Hashem's strength is infinite and there's no end to it, still it talks in metaphors in which people can understand. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Kiloi nachash bi Yaakov, v'loi kesem bi Yisrael, because there's no nachash in Yaakov, and nor is there sorcery in Klal Yisrael. Ka'eis ye'yomer li Yaakov, like this time it will be said to Yaakov, uli Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael. Uma po'al keil, and what has Hashem wrought on us? So Rashi, kiloi nachash bi Yaakov, there's no nachash in Klal Yisrael. Because they are deserving of brachas. They have no sorcerers or these diviners and these people that these kishuv machers. Like this time will be set to Yaakov. There's going to be a destined another time like this time. Asha Tigala Chibasim, which Klal Yisrael's Chiba will be revealed the ink called before everybody's eyes. Shen Yoshim Lefanav, because Klal Yisrael will sit before him, Velaim Din Torah Mipiv, and learn Torah from his mouth. Umechitzasam Lefnim Malachi Asharis, and their Mechitza will be much closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, more than the Malachi Asharis. Vem Yishulam, the Menalachim will ask Klal Yisrael, Ma Poal Keil, what has Hashem done? Vezeshen Emer, that's what it says. Vayuaynecha Royas Es Merecha, and all your eyes shall see your Moir, your teacher. As I state in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chof, that means your eyes will see the Ribbono Shel Olam who teaches you Torah. The Yomer Lakiv does not mean a Lashon Asid, as a Lashon Hoiv, it's a Lashon Hoiv. Einam Tzrichen Lemenachich Vekoisim. Klai Yisrael don't need any of these diviners or these sorcerers. Kibichol Eis, Shetzarach Le Yomer Yaakov Yisrael. Whenever time that it has to say Yaakov and Yisrael, Mapola Kadosh Baruch, what Hashem has done, Umag Zeroisav Bamar, and what is our decrees are in Shemayim, Einam Menachich Vekoisim, they don't divine or practice sorcery. Elo Nemalem, it's said to them, Alpi Neviyeim, the Neviyim tell them. Ma'i Gzeiris Amokim, what's the Gzeir of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ayurim Vetumim Agidlam, or the Ayurim Vetumim tells them. V'onkelos Latirim, okay, Rashi, the onkelos didn't go with this. But Pshat is, they don't have to go to Kishiv to find out. The Ayurim Vetumim tells them, or the Navi will tell them. V'agoyim is Nishtazay. Pasuk of Dalet, Hen Om Kelavi Yakum. Uchari Yisnaso. Behold, it's a people who arises like an awesome lion. That's Kelavi Yakum. They arise like an awesome lion. Uchari Yisnaso, and raises itself like a lion. La Yishkav, it does not lie down. Ad Yoichal Teref, until he consumes all his prey. Vidam Chalolim Yishta, and he drinks the blood of the ones that are slain, that he has killed. Zakrashi Hain Am Kelavi Yakum Vegoimer. A people who rise like an awesome lion, Kashem Oimdim Yishnasam, when they get up from their sleep, Shakras in the morning, Hey Ms. Gabrim, Kilavi Vikhari, they get up and they stand up like an awesome lion. And like a lion, Lachtefes HaMitzvahs, to grab mitzvahs, Lilbosh Talis, to wear a talis, Likris HaShema, to read Kriyashma, Laniach Tfilin, to put on Tfilin. Lo Yishkav, he does not lie down, Balayla at night, Al Mitase in his bed, Achu Oichel Mechabel, until he eats and destroys, Kol Mazik. Habolitor, for any mazik, any harmful force that comes to damage him, Ketzad, how does a yid do that? Kayriyas Shema, you reach me, Kriyas Shema al Mitosoi. Umafgit Ruchai gives over his Ruach for safekeeping, Biyada Mokim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bo Machane Vegayas, if a military camp or an army comes, Lazikam to harm them, Akadish Boruch Hushem, the Ribbono Shel Olam guards them, Venucham Bilchamaisam, and he fights their wars, Umapilam Chalolam, he makes the enemy fall down. Davrach, another pshat, Hen Om Kalavi Yakum Vegoimer, behold the people who arises like an awesome lion. Ketagum, like the Targum says it. What does the Targum say? That a people who arise like this awesome lion and raises itself up like a lion, it will not rest in its land until it kills its prey and inherits the property of the nations. That's what it says. La Yishri Ba'ara Adi Yiktal Ketol V'nichse Amamai Yeris, until they kill their prey, and then they're going to take over the Yerusha of the all the Goyim. Vidam Chalalim Yishta, and he drinks the blood of the slain. Nisnabe, he prophesies, Shein Moshe Meis, that Moshe would not die. Achiyapul Malchi Midyan Chalalim, until he would make the kings of Midyan fall down slain. Ve'yarek hui moim, and Bilam himself would be killed with them. Shenemer, it says, Ves Bilam ben Be'or, Akoisim Bilam, the ben Be'or, the sorcerer, Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cher, of Klai Yisrael, killed by sword, El Chalaleim, along with all the other ones that they had slain, that they killed. Pasuk Chavhei Vayomer Balak El Bilam. Balak said to Bilam, Gam Koiv Loisik Avenu, neither shall you curse them, the Gam Borech Loisik Avenu, nor shall you bless them. Zok Rashi, the Gam Koiv Loisik Avenu, Gam Borech Loisik Avenu, Gam Rishain Musav Al Gam Asheni, the first Gam also goes on the second one. The Gam Sheni Al Gam Rishain, the first second one goes on the first one. The Chain goes like this, Gam Li, Gam Loch. Lo yiyeh, and also mine, and also yours, he shall not be, says the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Gimel, Chof, Vav. The Pasuk of it means he shall be neither mine nor yours. Or Vechein, another Pasuk says, Gam Bachor, Gam Besula, also a young man, and a Besula in Devarim, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chofei. That means the sword will slay both young and the Besula, the Pasuk over there is talking about. It's the same thing over here. Pasuk Chof Zayin, Chavo Vayan Bilam. Bilam answered, Vayoymer El Balak, he says to Balak, Di Barti Elecha, have I not spoken to you? Lamor saying, Koyla Shidabra Hashem, Oisoy Ese, whatever Hashem shall speak, that I shall do. Pasuk of Zion by Shishi. Vayomer Balak el Bilam. Balak said to Bilam, Lechonoe kochacha, go now, I will take you el Mokimacher to a different place. Ulai yishar beineo lekim, because perhaps it'll be proper in Hashem's eyes. Vekaboisa li misham, and you'll give them this curse from there. So Rashi vekaboisa li ein ze loshen tzivoy. This is not a tzivoy kemoi vekovnu, like the word vekovnu. Ela loshen asid. This is a loshen asid. Ulai yishar beinov vetikavenu li misham. Maybe it'll be proper in Hashem's eyes, and you could curse him from there. In old French, it's malgeris lui. What's meintos? It means you'll speak to him or to speak evil of, or to speak, the Russian is, maybe you could speak to them over, evil of them over there. Pasuk chavches, koyach, vayikach, bolok. It's Bilam. Bolok took Bilam, roish hapaor, to the summit, the high point of paor, hanishkof, alpaneya yeshimon, that overlooks the face of yeshimon. So Rashi, roish hapaor, to the summit of paor, koysim godol hayu bolok. Bolok was a bigger sorcerer than Bilam, like Rashi said before, Veroa, and he saw Shein Asidin Lilka, is the Klal Yisrael going to be stricken, Aide Pa'or, through the Baal Pa'or. But he didn't know exactly how. Omar, Balak said, Shema Klal Tochel Aleim Yisham, maybe the curse will take effect from them over there. All those that gaze at the stars to see what's doing in the future, Royim, Veinim Yoidim Aroyim, they see, but they don't know what they're seeing. So he saw that misfortune was going to befall Klal Yisrael. He couldn't tell exactly it was because of his curse or it was because of some other circumstance that was going to happen. But he knew something bad was going to happen. So he says, maybe there you could curse them from over there. Pasuk Chavtez Vayomer Bilam El Bolok. So Bilam says to Bolok, B'nei li vazeh shiva mizbechos. Build for me over here 7 mizbechos. V'alchein li vazeh shiva farim. Prepare for me over here 7 bulls. V'shiva elam and 7 rams. Pasuk Lamed. And with that we finish Kapitel Chav Gimel. Vayaz Bolok asher Omar Bilam. Bolok did as Bilam said. Vayal por vayal ba mizbeach. And he brought up a bull and a ram on each mizbeach. So the Rebbeinu Bechai speaks out on Pasuk Chav Dalid. This Indian that the Klal Yisrael get up and they chap mitzvahs and the tefillin in the morning, shachris, kriyishma, tzitzis. Zokter Rebbeinu Bechaya, Hein am kelovi yakum ramaz she yinatzach malchei Knan. This was a remez that they're going to overpower the malachim of Knan. Vayoyser nochen she remez al mechemes midyan shalei nishma melchama kamoyer shalei nifkadish miyisrael. It could be it's better to say that it's a remez to the mechema of Midyan, because not one yid died in mechemes Midyan. Umeisuch hamisha melachim, and the 5 kings died. V'nefesh adam in anoshim asher layodu mishkav zocher shnayim u'shloshim olif. And the Nefesh Adam from the Noshim that did not know Mishkav Zachar, there were 22,000. V'dam chalolim yishte amal koyach v'kol chelam. Now he brings down a medrash. Uba medrash hein am kolavi yakum k'shem oim demim itasam heim esgarbim kari v'choit v'na mitzvahs tzitzis utfilim v'likre kriyishma, like Rashi said. Uva laida la yishkav atchu oichelu mechabel kol mazaga bar l'torvoy keitzad koyrei kriyishma. He reads kriyishma v'oim b'yodcha af kidruch. He says, B'nai Shalom, I deposit my spirit by you. V'akadosh Baruch Hu nilchem b'adin, and Ribono Shel Olam fights for him. V'oydarshu layishkav ad yoichal teref hisnabe al Moshe shel yomus. He was a nevu on Moshe ben that he was not going to be nifter at she nokeh mehem, like that until he takes revenge and he destroys the Midyanim. Shenem it says later in Parshas Maaseh, nekoyim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'ez Midyanim. Do take nekam revenge of the B'nai Yisrael, for the B'nai Yisrael, from the Midyanim, achar te'yosef, and then afterwards, and only afterwards, you will be nifter. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it immediately. He didn't delay, even though he knew afterwards he was going to be nifter. Which we see, the Chazal say that it was a tain against Yeshua, that he was supposed to complete the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and finish all conquering all the Canaanite lands. And he didn't do it, so he lost 10 years of his life. Because the B'nai Yisrael says, you're not like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, I told him to nekam nikmas the Midyanim, v'achar te'yosef, you're going to die right after. You do the Nakama, you finish Mechamas Midyan, and he did it with Zrizis right away, but you, Yeshua, you didn't do it. It's fee against you. They find fault with him because he wanted to live longer, state in Medrash. So the Marzu says over there, Be'etzem Yeshua's Kavana was Lashem Shemaim. He saw that Klai Yisrael was going to be Choyte, so he said, Kol Zman I'm alive, they won't be Choyte. And that was his Kavana, but still it was a tfi against him because Rabbis Machshavis Belevish, Vatzas Hashem Yisokum, that the don't make Cheshboinus. The Bainishim says to do it, you do it right away. No cheshbonis, you can live longer. He in the hair was a tefillah against him, Whereas that's what the Vua, that's by Yeshua. But over here, Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Nevua of Bilam was Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu, that he said that Lo Yishka Vadyoichal Teref, that was a Nevua, that he was not going to be Nifter until he was going to take Nekama from the Midyanim, like it says in the Pasuk, in the Kain Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Me'esa Midyanim, Achar Teyosev, he'll be Nifter afterwards. And that's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu did it with Zrizus, which teaches us a person who's supposed to be Zoriz. And with that, Rabbi, so we finish Kapitel Chav Gimel.